64. The Yankees called the Salvajo, and we lined our cannon miles around. You know, the wind spit into the dark, the first cruel spark hit Johnny's shoulder from behind. He was just a drummer boy who come down from Illinois, save the land where he was born. Ain't it strange how a man can love the earth in his fingernail? For her he learns to shoot and kill. The grass was stained with blood. He was bathed in the Tennessee mud. He died, he laughed at the Battle of Nashville. There was no bugle blown, and the ground was battle-worn, and the sky was blazing with a fire. That's the nature of the beast. Fighting is the devil's feast. And if war is truth, then I'm a liar. And it's strange how a man can love the earth in his fingernails. For her he learns to shoot and kill. The grass was stained with blood. He was bathed in the Tennessee mud. He died, he laughed at the Battle of Nashville. That in the dirt at Hillsboro, his flesh and blood lay losing life. And his girl, she's too numb to cry. The love in her soul has died. It died a lad at the Battle of Nashville.
Very much.
I think at this point of the evening it's time to tip our musical hat or musical collective hats to Mr. Bob Dylan, little Bobby.
Cries for bread. In about a year I passed there by, and a crowd stood round the door. When I asked the reason, one's reply was, the drunkard is no more. Just then a hearse moved slowly by, no wife, no children near. They had gone before this foul murder and left world of care. Come all you jolly dram drinkers, by this a warning
welcome back, oh my friends, to Sunday Grass, 101 happy heavenly birthday to Doc Watson this morning. Whether you're joining me live on Station Head or you've decided to join me on KSDM 104.1 Lakes Country, 97.1 Southern Branch Bluegrass in Powell, Tennessee, or Bluegrass Planet Radio on the TuneIn or Live 365 app. Your presence here is very appreciated. I really enjoyed spending the time this week getting to know old Doc. I've listened to his music for years, but going into some of the documentary, I can just see why my father loved him so much. His sense of humor, his love of the bluegrass music. Now, my father was in no way the same type of player as Doc Watson, but his love of bluegrass music was pure. Sunday Grass is always done in the memory of my father, who instilled in me a love and appreciation of all music, but especially bluegrass. For one historical evening, American music legends Earl Scruggs, Doc Watson, Ricky Skaggs joined forces as the Three Pickers to film a concert for public television. You can find this publicly posted video in YouTube, under the Three Pickers interviews. The music they made before a North Carolina audience is as relaxed as a front porch picking session. Informed by the skill and good humor of these three master musicians who contributed so much to the creation and evolution of bluegrass music. We're going to go into an excerpt from that interview now, and then we're going to go into some live recordings off that album. Stick around, lots more Sunday Grass still to come.
To do the Three Pickers, I liked it because it was kind of like a playoff of the three tenors. You know, I thought, oh, these three great, you know, singers, doing this thing, and maybe we could do a thing called the Three Pickers, and that people would see it as something that, you know, that it really is. These guys are so wonderful and have done so much. You know, I would have loved to have seen it been, you know, Doc and Earl and Bill Monroe. That would have been appropriate. But since Mr. Monroe is not around, I guess somehow they, you know, I was chosen to do this thing. I was so honored to get to play with these guys, and I'm hoping, you know, in my heart that I can be the influential musician that Earl has been and that Doc has been, and hope that I can just continue carrying on, you know, a tradition that they really started.
Well, it was the best thing I'd been involved with in a long time. I don't know if I'd ever been involved with anything that would come up with it, but to go over there and get to work with Ricky and Doc Watson was a real treat, and there's no limit on what we could do. I mean, just did what we felt like would come off good, and it was just a real enjoyable time for me. I like picking sessions. I was raised around that, and that was almost like a picking session fireside situation.
I thought, hey, if we can put our hearts, heads, and fingers together and our instruments together, we can come up with something pretty good for the three pickers.
How can you not love Doc Watson, you know, and how can you not love everything Earl Scruggs does? And so it was kind of easy to put together once we all got together. And I knew that it would fall together once we could all three sit down and play. Because that's where the rubber meets the road, is when the three of us can sit down and do something.
About right there. Check. 1, 2. That'll do it. If I need to hit a soft low note, I'll lean in right there.
There you go. We also made an invitation to Alison Krauss.
Oh yeah!
Threw her hat in the ring, and she jumped right on it. She said, "Yeah, you know, I really want to be a part of that." You know, and I was very glad that she wanted to be. Alison didn't have to be. She doesn't have to do anything really to prove her greatness as a musician and as a singer. But you know, she came in and sang with me and Doc and Earl on some songs, and. Boy, they just came out so great. You know, Banks of the Ohio, Down in the Valley to Pray, you know, and it's just so wonderful.
Where the waters flow on the banks of the Ohio.
Someday we'll look back at this and we'll know, you know, that history was made that night, you know, that three people sat down to just pick, like I think I even make a mention that, you know, welcome into our living room. You know, it was just like if we were sitting here and starting to play and you know, someone was rolling cameras, you know, and broadcasting it out to the television. And that's really what we wanted it to be. And I think that's the way it came out.
Well, you know, one of the great things about listening to old time radio back in the 50s when I was born,
sprout.
I got to play on their TV show when I was seven, so I started
sure
young.
Did.
I had a lot of bills to pay. But I got to hear these radio shows, early morning radio shows, WSM, Martha White, and my God, it was worth getting up for. You know, it was worth getting up and listening to them play and sing. And it just got your day started, you know, get your heart pumping, get you ready for school. And it was great. And used to love the old quartets, you know. Oft I sing for my friends when death's cold hand I see. When I reach my journey's end, who will sing one song for me? I wonder who will sing for me. Across that silent sea, who will sing for me?
Yeah.
Shall gather round and look down on me. Will they turn and walk away, or will they sing one song for me? I wonder who will sing for me. Silent sea, who will sing for me? So I'll sing till the end. Contented I will be, assured that some friend will sing one song for me. That silent sea, who will sing for me?
Yeah, it's mighty fine, Earl. Yeah, that's great picking, Earl. Yes, sir.
This is the first time ever that anybody's seen me play a banjo. But I love the old clawhammer style banjo, the old mountain style, and I guess, Earl, did any of your relatives play old clawhammer style
banjo?
Yeah,
I had two brothers and two sisters.
And they both played the clawhammer style?
They could do that, and I couldn't hit a lick on it like that. My fingers won't wiggle when I bend
well,
that, the rib.
Them wiggling fingers is what made you rich. Yeah, so. And what made us happy.
Yeah, it worked out real well for. I'll tell a little story how that came about. Yeah. I was playing this Reuben tune down in D tune, and suddenly realized I had this roll going. It came to me like that.
Wow.
And I played that same tune the rest of the week. My oldest brother, Junie, he'd come over on Saturday, and I couldn't wait for him to hear me pick. He came walking up the road, and I got out on the edge of the porch picking, and every once in a while I see him turn his head one side. He was getting a little drift with it. He picked, came on up through the yard, up steps, and as he started in the house, he said, "Is that all you know?"
I know the feeling, brother.
You do?
Yes, sir.
But that's where the three-fingered style, that's where that you got the,
yeah, I
was sitting, it just came to you there.
Sitting in what we call the living room.
The front room.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to do the clawhammer banjo and then that wiggling thing that he does.
I like to play with somebody playing clawhammer, and Ricky does a tremendous job. Let me hear you, Ricky. Yeah.
Sad and alone in a mansion, no loving heart to caress. Sad, a man sad and lonely, no loving wife's lips to kiss. She married him for a position, no love in her heart had she. Sad and lone in his fine home, he looked all around him and said, "What is a home without a baby? Just the love and the tease and the door. What is a home without a sweet wife to kiss you each night at the door? What is a home without sunshine to spread its bright rays from above? You may have wealth and its pleasures, but what is a home without love?" One evening, he passed by a cottage so neat. Then he stopped and looked in a window and saw there a picture so sweet. A husband, a wife, and a baby just hugging and kissing too. He stepped aside, his tears to hide, and from his lips came these words: what is a home without a baby? Just a love and a tease and a door. What is a home without a sweet wife to kiss you each night at the door? What is a home without sunshine to spread its bright rays from above? You can have wealth and its pleasures, but what is a home without love?